But where shall we turn our eyes?
Höskuld answered, Here now are many chiefs at the Thing, and there is plenty of choice. But I have already set my eyes where a match lies which suits you. The woman's name is Unn, and she is a daughter of Mörð Gýja, one of the wisest of men. He is here at the Thing, and his daughter too, and you may see her if it pleases you. The next day, when men were going to the High Court, they saw some well-dressed women standing outside the booths of the men from Rangárvellir. Then Höskuld said to Hrút, There is Unn, of whom I spoke. What think you of her?
Well, answered Hrút, but I do not know whether we would get on well together.
After that they went to the High Court, where Gýja Mörð was explaining the law, as was his wont, and after he had done this, he went home to his booth. Then Höskuld and Hrút rose and went to Mörð's booth. They went in and found Mörð sitting in the innermost part of the booth, and they bade him good day. He rose to meet them, and took Höskuld by the hand and made him sit down by his side, and Hrút sat next to Höskuld. So after they had talked much of this and that, at last Höskuld said, I have a bargain to speak to you about. Hrút wishes to become your son-in-law and buy your daughter, and I, for my part, will not be sparing in my support of this.
Mörð answered, I know that you're a great chief, but your brother is unknown to me.
He is a better man than I, answered Höskuld.
You will need to lay down a large sum with him, for she is heir to all I leave behind me, said Mörð.
There is no need, said Höskuld, to wait long before you hear what I swear he shall have. He shall have Kambsnes and Hrútstaðir up as far as Þrándargil, and a trading ship beside, which is now on its voyage.
Then Hrút said to Mörð, Bear in mind now that my brother has praised me much more than I deserve, for love's sake. But if, after what you have heard, you will make the match, I am willing to let you lay down the terms yourself.
Mörð answered, I have thought over the terms. She shall have 60 hundred, and this sum shall be increased by a third more by you, and if you two have heirs, you shall share the property equally.
Then said Hrút, I agree to these terms, and now let us witness it.
After that they stood up and shook hands, and Mörð betrothed his daughter Unn to Hrút, and the bridal feast was to be at Mörð's house, half a month after Midsummer. Then both sides rode home from the Thing, and Höskuld and Hrút rode westward by Hallbjörn's beacon. Then Þjóstólf, the son of Björn, Goldbearer of Reykjadal, rode to meet them, and told them how a ship had come out from Norway to the White River, and how aboard it was Össur, Hrút's father's brother, and he wished Hrút to come to him as soon as he could. When Hrút heard this, he asked Höskuld to go with him to the ship, so Höskuld went with his brother, and when they reached the ship, Hrút gave his kinsman Össur a kind and hearty welcome. Össur asked them into his booth to drink, so their horses were unsaddled, and they went in and drank, and while they were drinking, Hrút said to Össur, Now, kinsman, you must ride west with me and stay with me this winter.
That cannot be, kinsman, for I have to tell you the death of your brother Eyvind, and he has left you his heir at the Gulathing, and now your foes will seize your inheritance unless you come to claim it.
What's to be done now, brother? Said Hrút to Höskuld. For this seems a hard matter, coming just as I have fixed my bridal day.
You must ride south, said Höskuld, and see Mörð, and ask him to change the bargain which you two have made, and to let his daughter wait for you 3 winters as your betrothed. I will ride home and bring down your goods to the ship.
Then said Hrút, My wish is that you should take flour and timber, and whatever else you need out of the cargo.
So Hrút had his horses brought out, and he rode south, while Höskuld rode home west. Hrút came east to Rangárvellir to Mörð, and met with a good welcome, and he told Mörð all his business, and asked his advice what he should do.
How much money is this inheritance?